you live on Saturday afternoon from the 60th birthday party of Treasure Island, Florida, at the Treasure Island Community Center Park, right across from the historic Bilmar Resort here on Treasure Island. Let's listen to music from Corn Fused, local group, on stage now live at Treasure Island's 60th birthday party.
Section later on tonight.
Tom Cassidy play with us, man. Judge A will be
wrong. Corn Fused on stage at the 60th birthday party for Treasure Island, Florida, live on Saturday afternoon on RadioSaintPete.com. is the group Corn Fused on stage at the 60th birthday party for Treasure Island, Florida, live on RadioStPete.com here on Saturday afternoon. I'm Joe Bordeaux. Good to have you with us. Another one of the many community events along these Tampa Bay beaches. Give you just a little bit of geography lesson and a little bit of history for those of you listening outside of the Tampa Bay area as we continue to listen to Charlie Morris and Corn Fused, a program this afternoon and tonight entirely made up of local musicians here on the island, many of whom have been here for decades. Charlie Morris, more than 30 years. First of all, if you're listening outside the area, we'll set the scene for you. Treasure Island, Florida is on the west coast of Florida. We are in the Tampa Bay area, and we're northwest of downtown St. Petersburg here on the Gulf of Mexico. Just south of Madeira Beach, the Reddingtons, Indian Rocks, Indian Shores, and Clearwater Beach, and just north of St. Petersburg Beach. Not much was going on here until mid-20th century. The earliest recorded history of the area goes back to about 300 A.D., when this was definitely Indian territory. The Spanish got here in the 1500s hoping to find gold, but they did not find any, so they went away, and that was pretty much it. In 1848, a major hurricane came through the area. It was known as the Great Gale, and it swept through the island and broke off two sections in the north to form two smaller islands. And in the early 1900s, people started taking weekend vacations, finally, from St. Petersburg to Treasure Island. And gradually, homes and hotels were built across the island. The city was incorporated in 1955, 60 years ago this weekend. And, of course, one of the major changes that occurred was air conditioning, which made these barren offshore islands suddenly very attractive real estate. Here on Treasure Island, they really got going with the real estate development when a couple of very smart guys had the idea of burying some gold in a couple of treasure chests, burying it in the sand out here, and then called the Associated Press and went out and proceeded to discover gold on these beaches. Well, the people came from far and wide, and Treasure Island was on the map. And that was in the 1920s. So, again, relatively short history leading to the incorporation of Treasure Island in 1955. Let's go back and listen to more music from the stage here, live from Treasure Island on the 60th birthday. Treasure Island Beach, as we told you, sandwiched right between Madeira and St. Pete Beach. The entire town of Treasure Island encompasses only about 5.3 miles, 70% of which is water. Now that we're in the month of May, we're headed into the summer months here on Treasure Island, and it actually brings another peak for tourism here on Treasure Island Beach. It's also a great time to go because there's a lot going on. John Levick Pirate Days, an annual event held in the second week in June. And there's a lot going on, of course, at John's Pass right here between Madeira Beach and Treasure Island. And pirate ships battle it out in John's Pass, and pirates invade the land. There are boat shows throughout the week. That's Jean Levick Days coming up in June. The 4th of July is also a great time to be here on Treasure Island, including the locals who come out to take a short holiday trip, often from Tampa, across Tampa Bay. In the evening on the 4th, ships line up at the sand dunes in the Gulf and create a spectacular fireworks show. First and third Saturdays in June, July, and August are designated for Saturday sunsets on the Treasure Island Trail. The free family-oriented events feature street performers and live music from 5 until 9. All that coming up in the month of June and July here on Treasure Island, celebrating its 60th birthday today. And RadioSaintPete.com is live here on Treasure Island. A bit of bluegrass country rock and a bit of beach music coming up from Cornfused opening the 60th birthday party of Treasure Island here at the Treasure Island Community Center. You're listening to the opening of it here live on RadioSt.Pete.com, where several hundred people have gathered and more are coming in by the minute on an absolutely beautiful day today. Not a cloud in the sky, very low humidity, temperature in the low 80s, and a very nice breeze coming in off the Gulf of Mexico. Just a terrific day. Cornfused and Charlie Morris. These musicians have been playing here on the island for decades. There's a guitar, mandolin, banjo, slide, upright bass, and some vocals, and some elements of jazz, creating a sound all their own. This group plays a katiki here on the beach, kicking off the entertainment this afternoon at a very Treasure Island 60th birthday party. That is Cornfused on stage here at the 60th birthday party for Treasure Island, a very Treasure Island 60th birthday party. Kicking off the entertainment this afternoon, which will go on into the evening. If you're listening in the local Tampa Bay area, why not come out to Treasure Island? We're right across from the Bilmar Beach Resort. There's plenty of parking available. The event itself is free. There's plenty of food and beverages and good company. Free music right through to the evening. Coming up at 5:30 this afternoon, a real Florida cracker, Sarasota Slim will be taking the stage to bring some blues and funk and boogie and slide guitar with some southern charm as well. He earned his Sarasota Slim nickname from Rock Bottom, with whom he played in the Jungle Bushmasters and the Cutaways. Sarasota Slim on stage here at Treasure Island at 5:30 this afternoon. And we'll tell you more after we listen to this great song from Cornfused on stage. Cornfused on stage here on Treasure Island's 60th birthday. Sarasota Slim will take the stage at 5:30 this afternoon. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, it will be Florida native T.C. Carr, who is one of the premier harmonica players and a fan favorite. He will bring his original American blues and roots band, Bolts of Blue, to this Treasure Island birthday party tonight at 7 o'clock. T.C. Carr, a familiar performer to many along these Gulf beaches, and he goes back to the day when he was a founding member of the Mad Beach Band. So it'll be T.C. Carr and the Bolts of Blue tonight at 7 here on Treasure Island. And the headliners tonight, will be the 22-piece Tomcats Jazz Orchestra. They were the Bilmar Beach Resort's house band for over a decade, and the Tomcats will be on stage tonight to close out the show at 8 o'clock. The music is free. There's plenty of great food and beverages here at Treasure Island Community Center Park, which is right across Gulf Boulevard from the legendary Bilmar Beach Resort here on Treasure Island. It is a very Treasure Island 60th birthday party, and you're listening live on RadioSt.Pete.com. Close things out here on our live broadcast on this Saturday afternoon. A couple of reminders. The Florida Orchestra will be playing tonight at the Mahaffey at an 8 o'clock concert. They'll be featuring The Planets by Gustav Holst, and it's a concert that will work with your kids. They'll be showing some great space photography from the Hubble and other telescopes. Again, that's at 8 o'clock at the Mahaffey. That the last couple of nights has hosted sold-out performances by Jerry Seinfeld. We were fortunate to catch the 9:30 show last night at the Mahaffey with Seinfeld, and it was absolutely spectacular. Also going on in downtown St. Petersburg tonight, Game 2 of the series between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Baltimore Orioles. Chris Archer takes the ball tonight for the Rays. First pitch at 7:05, and again, this series is a bit unusual because the Rays are the visiting team, as the Orioles came down after the troubles in Baltimore this past week to play this weekend series that was scheduled for Oriole Park at Camden Yards. It's been moved to Tropicana Field. So as a result, general admission tickets are available to tonight's game, $18. And for tomorrow afternoon's game at 1:35, they are $15. So it's a chance to go down to Tropicana Field, watch the Rays in action for a few dollars less than it might ordinarily cost you to get in. Again, 7:05 is the first pitch tonight for the Tampa Bay Rays and the Baltimore Orioles. Now three games above 500 and knocking on the door once again for first place in the American League East. Fused to Charlie Morris on stage, Sarasota Slim up next at 5:30, then T.C. Carr, and later on tonight, the 22-piece Tomcats Jazz Orchestra, all here to celebrate the 60th year, the 60th birthday of the town of Treasure Island, Florida, here on the Florida West Coast. Hope you've enjoyed this little slice of life from Florida at RadioSt.Pete.com on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon, and that you will stay tuned throughout the weekend for more on RadioSt.Pete.com. Tonight, our Saturday night beach party plays three decades of great beach music from 6 until 12 midnight tonight. And as we listen to these local musicians live from Treasure Island, we, of course, want to mention that we do have local musicians performing six nights a week here on RadioSt.Pete.com from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So be sure to tune in for that. Tomorrow, Sunday, you can catch Will Koontz and the Homemade Broadcast at 6:15 Eastern Time. Always has an interesting guest focusing on the arts and more recently on the local comedy scene in St. Petersburg and in the Tampa Bay area. And then at 10 o'clock Eastern tomorrow night, more indie music on the indie circuit with Mao.
I think the boys have got some CDs over there. They got two different studio CDs, and we got the live CD recorded right here in Treasure Island. So you can take the band home with you. But believe me, it's much simpler and cheaper in the end to simply buy a CD. Randy will have them over there on the side of the merch table for you.
And a reminder, if you come out to the 60th birthday party, bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair, enjoy some of the great food and beverages available here as well. Again, the Treasure Island Community Center, right across from the Bilmar Beach Resort here on Treasure Island, just right across Gulf Boulevard. You've been listening to live event coverage here on Saturday afternoon from RadioSt.Pete.com. This is Joe Bordeaux. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to RadioSt.Pete.com.
Like us on our Facebook at facebook.com/RadioSt.
Radio St. Pete, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa Bay, Florida, USA.
The national forecast.